I was alone. I have nobody. I need someone. These are some of the things the 15-year-old wrote on cue cards. It was all a part of her story of struggle posted on YouTube. The 8-minute video went viral shortly after her death in early October. Many reacted with feelings of empathy and compassion, but as her mother Carol Todd explains, not everyone had nice things to say.
Having lost a child is hard enough, and then to see hurtful things said about her on social media is just another full of bullying behavior, which makes the grieving and recovery process even that much more difficult.
But the tragedy did spark change, triggering all levels of government to work on a strategy to end bullying and prompting communities to hold forums to tackle the issue. It helped give other victims a chance to speak up. As one of Amanda's close friends, Sophia, says, it's what the teen would have wanted.
She really wanted to help other people, and she really wanted to make a difference. So to know that from something so negative, something so positive can come of it, and so many people are just, you know, joining together to make such a difference, it's really, really inspiring and touching.
Joanne Abshire, News 1130.